And good morning to you. Welcome into our Saturday Morning Coaches Show on KJN when we get a chance to talk Atlantic sports here during the winter season as things starting to wind down here. It's the last day of competition for wrestling with just one Atlantic Cam wrestler left to go here today on Championship Saturday. And then also we'll be talking boys basketball as their postseason gets underway on Monday. And we'll take a look back at the girls season that's now come to a close here with the loss in regional semifinal play here this week. So we'll get started talking boys hoops with Coach Jeff Ebling right after this.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Brown Auto Body, offering vehicles for rent either by day or by the week. They have several to choose from. Call Dana Cooper at Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, 243-4610. Fairway, for economical grocery shopping, freshness, quality, low everyday prices, and friendly personal service. Visit Fairway Stores Incorporated. Also try the full-service meat department at Fairway at 3rd and Poplar in Atlantic. Oakland Insurance, located at 105 North Main in Oakland, has been a family-owned business since 1978. Stop in to see Laura and Ken, who specialize in home and auto commercial, farm, crop, and health insurance. Oakland Insurance, your protection is our profession. Give them a call at 712-482-6928.
And welcome back here to our Saturday Morning Coaches Show on KJN. We'll now talk Atlantic boys basketball with Coach Jeff Ebling. Coach, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, good morning, Chris.
Good morning. Well, another week, the final week here, the regular season. So the regular season's got a little bow on it, and now we look forward here. It's kind of that fresh slate that everybody looks forward to. Everybody's got the same record at this point now. It doesn't really matter. You just got to win to move on. And we'll start, I guess, talking about the beginning of last week for you. You took on for the second of the three Mondays in a row, the Harlan Cyclones, and a little bit better performance for your guys compared to the first time around. You did some better things in that game against Harlan.
Yeah, and we did a lot of things much better over that week time period. We guarded the ball much better, especially on their drives and things like that. Our rotations were better. Our communication was better. And, you know, it was evident. The only one thing that we kind of struggled with that night was getting the basketball into the basket there a little bit. We just couldn't really get an offensive flow going that first half. And they end up banging in a three there at the end of the second quarter, take a 17-point lead. But, you know, our boys fought hard there. They got, I think, down to six, I think, in the third quarter at one point. You know, we were right there. And it ended up 17, but with us following down the stretch, trying to make some plays, you know, they hit, I think, almost all their free throws down the stretch and kind of separated us a little bit. But it was a much better performance than what we had 7 days prior. And, you know, now we got another chance, I guess you can say, on Monday to see what we can do first-round tournaments.
Yeah, and like you said, I thought the defensive effort was quite a bit better. Skylar Handlos did a pretty good job out front trying to slow him down on the dribble drive. You know, that's a big part of what they like to do is get themselves into the lane, and then a lot of the times that turns into shooting it outside to somebody else who's open. And, of course, the first time around they hit a lot of those outside open shots. This time they still hit some, but it was a little bit harder for them to get those looks.
Yeah, I thought, you know, the driving kick game that they love to do, you know, it's something Harlan's done for years, and I think they've shot, you know, almost 400 threes on the season as a team. So we did a much better job of, yes, handling the dribble drive, didn't have to step help off as much, and, you know, staying out on those shooters a little bit, didn't give them clean looks, and, you know, it bothered them a little bit. We switched a couple looks here and there just to try to, you know, give them a little confusion, things like that, and also to see, you know, what we could possibly use in the future as well. So it was good. The offense, like I said, it wasn't like we were taking bad shots offensively. We were getting good looks. We were getting in the paint. There's a few times that we were point blank range and they still didn't go in. And, you know, like we told the boys, we got to make sure we're, you know, confident in what we're doing there. We got to execute those shots because, you know, you continue to do that. You know, you let 2 points here, 2 points there, it adds up quickly. And, you know, I thought the second half we came out with a little bit better confidence in our shot. We had a few threes early on and kind of got us going. And, you know, so we're just going to have to hopefully, you know, come out Monday and make sure that we're confident in what we're doing, attack them, and, you know, play hard as we can.
Well, you had one more game to finish up the season on Thursday, traveling to take on Denison. And I didn't get to see the contest, but from what it sounds like, a little bit of that, they're making almost everything and you guys aren't. So it's kind of tough when nights go like that.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you just don't match up fairly well with teams. And, you know, they're big. They have the Blue kid and they got the corner kid down low. And a few of their guys that were shooting around 20 to 25% from three were knocking in threes against us. And, you know, and the Weber's kid also hit four threes in the first half. I think, you know, he ended up with, I actually only had four threes, but they were all in the first half. So they hit 10 as a team total and seven in the first half. And it was just one of those nights where we couldn't really get the ball to fall on the road. And they got out to a quick lead. I think it was 13-0. About 2 minutes left in the first quarter, and we still hadn't gotten a, you know, bucket yet. And it wasn't like we didn't have good looks. We just didn't get the ball to fall. And, you know, we got to make sure that on Monday we come out with a little more, you know, confidence and especially execute those shots. And, you know, the one positive, I guess you can say in the first half is we were 9 of 12 from the foul line, you know, and we were getting to the foul line. We were in the bonus early in the second quarter, so we were attacking. We just couldn't finish. And, you know, sometimes you have nights like that, and we just got to make sure that, you know, today in practice and tomorrow in practice, you know, clean those things up, have confidence, and then on Monday night go and make sure we're executing. The one nice thing is Harlan doesn't have a 6'8 center sitting in the middle. You know, sometimes that can bother, you know, kids, especially young kids. But, you know, we'll clean it up, and hopefully Monday we'll have a much better night.
Yeah, and well, when it comes down to this situation, like you said, it needs to be one of those nights where things are clicking well. If you want to win in the postseason, and especially in against a tough opponent that's had some success throughout the year, in, like Harlan, and you know these types of atmospheres are always you know, a little amped up. Everybody gets a little extra juice flowing, and you want to come out, like you said, be confident and be ready to take those open looks and knock them down.
Exactly. You know, last year you know, we played Denison the first round. Well, 4 days prior, Denison beat us, I think, by like 15 points on our home floor. And 4 days later, we lose by five in overtime. And, you know, we had our chances to actually win that in regulation. You know, so when it comes to tournament time, the records can almost most of the time be thrown out, especially Atlantic and Harlan. You know, there's a history there. You know, we've both got teams that, you know, guys that love to compete. And it's who's going to come out, get the tempo to where they want it. Obviously, you know, we probably want it down in the 50-point range, and they probably want it up in the 70-point range. So who's going to win that battle to control the tempo early will be key. And then, you know, like I said, just executing your things and making sure that, you know, big thing for us, when we find success, we usually give one shot and they're done. And if we can, you know, do that to Harlan and not give him second, third chance opportunities on any possessions, you know, we're going to have a good chance of being in that ball game and, you know, maybe knocking him off. So we just got to make sure we're focused and offensively move the ball quickly, get him out of position a little bit, but don't settle. Attack them, attack their zone. I'm sure we're probably going to see something that Harlan hasn't done. You know, Coach Osborne loves to throw some things in there that he might not have done the first two games to try to throw you off, but you know, we're going to prep for that the best we can, and we have things for most of the situations that I've seen. Doesn't mean I can't see something I've never seen before, but you know, we'll make sure they're ready to go. And you know, it's a game of basketball; anything can happen.
Yeah, like you said, I think obviously hustling to those loose balls, getting those rebounds, is going to be a huge key against Harlan. That's one thing that really didn't go your way the first meeting. They were getting a lot of offensive rebounds and extra chances, and that's always tough to combat. But you know, when you look at the offensive side, I thought that obviously always progressed for you too, from first time to second time. There's a little bit better job getting to the paint. Is there anything that you see as maybe more of a key? You know, they like to sit back sometimes in that zone, and the first time guys were kind of just settling for whatever they could get. But, you know, what needs to happen to make that more efficient for you?
Well, I mean, we've always talked about attacking the short corner, you know, the 8 to 10 foot out on the baseline. Get the zone to rotate, so you got to get the ball from one corner to the other. And if you do that and you get to the short touch, you can get the high post guy involved and things like that. And, you know, it's kind of funny, you know, you can have sets galore, but against a zone, you can have one or two, but you never have a ton of them. So you got to know where the gaps are, where they're vulnerable at a little bit, and you got to be able to knock down shots. And that's going to be a key for us. You know, we got to be confident enough in our shooting. We got shooters. you know, you got to be ready to catch and shoot. Harlan, you know, plays hard. They close out quick. You know, make sure your preparation for your shot is, you know, ready to go. And, you know, like I said, confidence is key here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we can keep preaching that to the boys. You know, you got to believe in what you're doing. You got to believe in, you know, your skills and your abilities, and, you know, do what you're good at, and don't, you know, try to do something you're not.
Yeah.
And,
yeah,
you know, you'd be amazed if you just, you know, simplify your role, how much easier this game really is. So, you know, it'll be a fun night. I'm not going to lie. 8 o'clock tip, you know, the second game of the two now. We, you know, they switched the times there, which is fine. And, we'll, you know, see what we can do on Monday.
All right, yeah, should be a good time. And like you said, it is the late contest there at 8 o'clock, so folks are traveling down to check it out. That's when you can be there. Of course, if you show up early, watch the first game as well. Glenwood's taking on Greene County in the first game of the night, and I'm sure it'll be a packed house, fun atmosphere, and we'll have it here on the radio as well. Coach, we thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it.
All right, that's Atlantic Head Boys Basketball Coach Jeff Ebling. We'll be back and talk girls basketball and talk Atlantic Cam Wrestling coming up here in a moment. This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. McDonald's Restaurant, located in the Atlantic Shopping Plaza. For breakfast, lunch, or dinner, treat yourself to the friendly, inviting atmosphere of McDonald's in Atlantic. When you are going through stressful times dealing with the loss of a loved one, Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan is there for you. At your time of need, let Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home of Harlan be there for you.
We're the only bank you'll ever need. First Whitney Bank. That's what keeps us in the lead. We take good care of you. First rate full service and a style you're sure to like.
And welcome back now here to our Saturday Morning Coaches Show on KJAN. Let's give you a rundown here of Atlantic Cam Wrestling. Of course, we've had reports throughout each day here for you. Jim Field's been locked into his chair there at the arena here these last couple days, giving you updates throughout each day of the state wrestling championships. And of course, here today, final day, championship Saturday. The place matches all taking place here, aside from the championship matches here this morning. That session will wrap up at about 2 o'clock or so here this afternoon. They clear the arena out and then have everybody come back in here for the evening session and the finals. And we'll have more reports for you here today. We've got four scheduled reports here through the morning when that place match session is going on. And then after that, we'll have that little pause in our coverage as well, of course, until this evening. And we'll fire it back up for the finals here tonight. Those get underway at about 5 o'clock. That's when they get the festivities started. And, of course, one of the cool spectacles of high school sports when they have the Grand March with all the place or all the state qualifiers walking across the mat there together and have that pomp and circumstance and then get ready for the action here tonight and all those finals matches. And Jim Field, Josh Perkins will bring you all that hold-by-hold coverage here tonight of the finals here as the wrestling season wraps up. Now, Atlantic Cam had four wrestlers, of course, that it went to Des Moines. They had a good first day. Everybody got out of the first day, whether they either won or lost their first match. They were able to win in consolations the two that didn't win their opening match and stayed alive into second day competition. That did change a little bit, though, on day number two as it went into the quarterfinals and second-round consolations first off. And in the quarterfinals, it was Matthew Lewis of Centerville defeating Joe Weaver of Atlantic Cam by fall at the 159 mark. So he lost that quarterfinal match that put him into the second-round consolations, and that's where the other two that had lost on day one were wrestling as well. And at 106 pounds, it was Easton O'Brien of Atlantic Cam coming up short, a 10-0 loss to Cole Nelson of Humboldt and that matchup, so he was knocked out of the tournament. And at 113 pounds, Joe Hovick of Roland Story was a winner over Abram Moore. 8-6 was the final in that matchup, so Hovick gets the victory there over Moore, and Moore is knocked out as well there in a close match. And then Joe Weaver at 126 coming up short in his match against Ty Codum of Sergeant Bluff Luton. He falls in that one 12-7 was the match score there. So Joe Weaver getting knocked out there in that second round consolation as well. So all three of those wrestlers were eliminated there through that round. Cale Roller at 285, he won his quarterfinal round match, defeating Carson Pelton of West Delaware by a score of 5-4. So Roller advancing on to the semifinals there in Class 2A. So certainly a great accomplishment there for Mr. Roller. And that put him into that semifinal round, which was contested there last night. And Cale falls in his semifinal match to Tavin Rich of Maquoketa. And that was a loss by fall at the 130 mark. So he did get pinned in that semifinal round match. So he'll be competing today there in the third place match coming up later on here today there for Cale Roller. So good run for him, and certainly great experience for those other guys that were able to make it to the state tournament. It's always an accomplishment just to get there in the first place, and then to have a little bit of success like all of them did, at least, you know, winning one match is something that's nice there for them, and for those athletes that get to come back, you know, get to build on that as well. So congratulations to Atlantic Cam on their terrific season. I think turned out with a lot of positives that maybe they weren't sure that they expected throughout the year. Had a lot of young wrestlers on the team. Ended up with a great dual ranking on the year. They ended up tied for the conference dual championship, and then came up, of course, just a match shy of getting to the state dual team tournament there in that final match against Humboldt that was wrestled here in Atlantic. So good year for Coach Duff and his squad, and congratulations to them, and we wish Mr. Roller the best of luck in his matchup here today. And we'll have, of course, updates for you on that later on here this morning on KJNR. Scheduled report times, so you can get ready to tune in for those, would be at 10:35, 11:35, 12:45, and 1:45. Those are the report times coming up for you here throughout the morning and then afternoon through those place matchups. And we'll get all those medals handed out up until the championship, and then the finals, once again, coming up live for you later tonight here on the radio. You'll be able to tune in here on AM 1220, FM 101.1, and online at KJN.com. So that's a rundown of what's going on with wrestling. We'll get you a recap of some girls basketball coming up. This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Call Peggy Toft at Spartan Insurance in Exira. She'll find the right fit for you for all your auto, home, farm, business, life, and health needs. Give Peggy Toft a call at 712-268-7282, Spartan Insurance in Exira. Dennison Truck and Trailer Repair in Atlantic can handle all of your needs, from hydraulic and air brake repairs, engine and transmission repairs, and DOT inspections and more. Dennison Truck and Trailer Repair, 305 Hickory Street in Atlantic. J&R Tax Service, individual and small business tax preparation, year-round payroll and bookkeeping services. J&R Tax Service, experienced, trained tax professionals, located at 8 East 5th Street in Atlantic. Call 243-5028.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association, Ascendant Wealth Management Group, a division of Ameriprise Financial Advisors. They'll help you with personal and small business financial planning. See Zach Wiggis or Jenny Johnson in Atlantic or Audubon today. Messina Telephone Company, for all of your communication needs. Serving the Messina, Wyota, and Corning areas. Give them a call at 712-779-2227 or go online to messinatelephone.com. Fay Pharmacy, your prescription and healthcare needs headquarters in Adair. That's Fay Pharmacy in Adair. Stop by today.
And welcome back now here to our Saturday Morning Coaches Show on KJN as we talk Atlantic sports here in the winter season, and now getting a chance to catch up here with Atlantic Head Girls Basketball Coach Dan Vargas. And Coach, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. And, well, the season has come to a close here for your squad. You get to play a regional semifinal here this past week at Red Oak, and girls fought hard, had some opportunities there in the game. We were able to rally there at one point in the second quarter and tie the game up for another run by the Tigers to answer back, but showed some good fight here at the end of the season.
Yeah, you know, that I think sums up our team best. There's a lot of fight in those kids. We give up a bad start, 20-6 at one point, 20-8. Go on a big run, tie at 20-20, then they go another big run. You know, and a lot of teams after that second run like that, they'll fold. You know, I've learned that if we can get on a big run against a team that we're a little bit better than, they may not come back from it. We came back from multiple runs that they went on. You know, third quarter, they did it again. They pushed it to 20, and then we got it back down to 12. And then it pushed to 20 in the fourth, and we got it back down to 10. We just couldn't get any closer than 10 points in the second half. But they're a very good basketball team. You know, they're not an average team by any stretch. And we were able to keep competing with them, keep fighting back. And they weren't ever able to feel real comfortable. You know, talking to Coach Gelber after the game, you know, she even said the same thing. You know, they never felt like the game was put away. Mm-hmm. So that's a credit to our girls for battling and the effort, the mental side, everything. So I was very proud of our girls.
Yeah, and I'm sure it had to be fun there, too, at that last stretch of the game where you probably knew it was going to be pretty tough to ultimately come all the way back. But when the girls started kind of amping up that pressure a little bit out front and forcing some more turnovers to inch a little closer, they really were putting it all out there.
Yeah, and that's why we keep that pressure on as long as we can. You know, you may take a little break from it, but, you know, when the games get close or closer and you start to feel that pressure of, oh, the game's almost over, that's when you can still create some turnovers and make it interesting. You know, they were up 22 points, and they blinked it. It was about 10. Mm-hmm. You know, and then unfortunately the clock was just a little bit too low, and when we realized we weren't coming back from those final 12 points, you know, we started to get in younger girls, and really that was just to honor. I don't like to put kids in with about 30 seconds left. Mm-hmm. That was my role in high school. I didn't care for that, but I wanted to get out those seniors and things like that. And I wanted to show them, get them some respect, get them some applause for everything they've done for our program. So that was an exception to that rule for me, but. No, we were able to do some good things all the way to the final buzzer.
Yeah, and like you said, Red Oak, a good, well-rounded, solid team. They did a lot of good things, I thought, passing and sharing the ball in that game. You know, it's tough to keep up with a team when, you know, they're finding that extra look for somebody that's open. Their transition game was working pretty good a number of times throughout the game. And, sometimes when good teams are executing, it's just hard to slow them down.
Exactly. You know, they have six or seven quality players, even with Sophie out. They're a good basketball team with or without her. You don't get to 20-3 in the Hawkeye 10 and be average. Mm-hmm. That just doesn't happen. You know, we game planned a certain way. You know, we expected Ellie Ringsdorf to be shooting from the outside and things like that. But Chloe DeVries got going. And, you know, she's not a bad three-point shooter, but she hadn't done a lot of damage against us. You know, and we said, if someone's going to go off, it's got to be someone like her. You know, one of the Johnson sisters stepped out and hit a three. You know, if those are the kids that are going to hit the threes, it's their night. You know, you can't do a whole lot about that. You can't stop every single score. So when you get going like that and hold a team, we still held them to 62, despite the fact that they shot the ball really well. So, they did a good job busting our game plan up. And like you said, they had some transition points, and they moved the ball well and did some really good things.
Yeah, 62-50 was the final there. You get 20 points out of Haley Rasmussen, 16 from Mackenzie Waters. I thought, obviously that's one of those spots where you would have liked to see some other players perhaps step up and contribute a little bit more. It's been a struggle to get that filled out consistently throughout the year. And, you know, in a moment like that against a good team, you really have to have that coming from somewhere else for your team to be successful too.
Yeah, absolutely. That was the difference. You know, it wasn't just Ringsdorf and Chloe Johnson scoring for Red Oak. You know, they had DeVries, they had Lexi Johnson, they had, you know, other people hit shots. And that was the biggest thing this season. We said, you know, if we can get that consistent, the role scorers consistently getting enough points in those types of games, you know, we could be really dangerous. And, you know, they hit a couple shots. You know, Macy Waters hit two threes. McCready's shot just wasn't falling for her that night. You know, and that's, again, that's basketball. She took good shots. They just didn't fall. You know, she's had nights where, you know, she gets 14 points because they do. But that's going to be our mission this offseason, is getting up reps so that, you know, next year, obviously, people are going to key in on Haley. Mm-hmm. We know that. She's going to be, you know, she has 800 career points almost.
Yeah.
They know who she is. So, Macy, Lauren, Taylor, Tessa, Nelly, Aubrey, Jada, all those girls coming back, Aspen, Mo, they're going to have to step up and do that. And I have absolutely full confidence that we will be able to do that. And I think next season, you know, with the way we grew this year, we'll be able to get that other score a little bit more consistently and be a lot more dangerous.
Well, and you already kind of mentioned, too, I wanted to honor a couple of gals there at the end of the game that have done a lot for your program, and Mackenzie Waters and Corey Pelzer. You know, I think the team has, you know, it has come quite a long ways from where they started at the beginning of their careers. Now, you know, they've matched the last three seasons combined as far as win totals. So this was a good way for them to go out.
Absolutely. And not only that, but, you know, a lot of the credit goes to them. You know, they were the girls calling people to come to open gym. They were the ones making sure people were at weights. They helped organize getting over to Carroll to play. You know, they did everything we asked and then some. They went above and beyond. Their leadership was quality. They were good teammates. And not only that, but they're even better kids. You know, they do a lot of good things in our schools. You know, go watch a boys' basketball game and go look at the bleachers after. Mm-hmm. You're going to see those girls up there picking up trash after the game. You know, Alex Sampson's there too, by the way. but, you know, you're going to see all those girls doing things like that. You know, I told Tom this as well, but there was one day I wasn't feeling well, and they show up at lunch. You know, that's the kind of kids these players are. And that starts with the leadership of Kenzie and Corey. And it's trickled down. We have a lot of really good kids, but we're really going to miss them on the basketball court and, you know, as people in our school.
Yeah. Yeah, great contributors to, as you said, the program and the community in general as well. And like you just mentioned, though, too, you do have a lot of gals that are coming back that now have developed a little bit of that experience here throughout the year. You know, sometimes you look at that, you know, year on the sheet for what age they are, but when you get through a full season, well, now you've got that experience for a full year, and you know what to work on and build on, and opportunity for a lot of those girls to come back and be bigger contributors next year.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and it's kind of funny when it didn't really hit me that we had a lot coming back next year until I had to fill out our admission gate going down to Red Oak and put all the players' names, age, and all that handwritten, and I was writing junior, sophomore, freshman. I was like, man, I might write senior twice, which obviously is big shoes to fill with both of them. But when the majority of your roster is coming back, you know, that's something as a coach that you have a lot of reason to be optimistic and excited. You know, we have good leadership in the locker room still. You know, despite losing two good leaders, we're going to have people step up, and I know that. So having your leading scorer, fourth leading scorer in the Hawkeye 10, top steals in the Hawkeye 10, a lot of players who've been developing this season. Mm-hmm. It's exciting going into next year.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot to look forward to, and hats off here on a season that showed a lot of improvement for your team, Coach, and I'm sure you're looking forward to what you can build on here for next year.
Yeah, absolutely. This offseason's going to be a lot of fun. You know, they're going to come in. I know they're going to come shoot. They'll want to go to a camp or something like that. You know, just keep getting more minutes. Keep getting more games. But, you know, the other focus that I don't lose sight of either is all of those girls are going to be out for a spring sport. You know, I think every single one, either golf, says tennis, basketball, soccer, or track, they do something. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a lot to do softball in the summer. Multi-sport athletes are the best athletes. If you don't believe me, go ask Ryan Hawkins. So we're just happy that they're involved and that they're going to continue to develop. And, you know, the going from 4 wins to 9 wins is tough, but going from 9 to 15 is even tougher. So yeah. I think we'll meet the challenge, and it'll be a good offseason.
All right. Thanks a lot for coming in, Coach. Appreciate it.
Yep, thank you.
All right. That's Atlantic Head Girls Basketball Coach Dan Vargason, and that's going to wind down our coaches show. We'll come back and wrap it up here in just a moment here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Family Table in Atlantic, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner with specials daily and featuring a new ice cream flavor each month. They're open daily at 6 a.m. 7 days a week. That's the Family Table, located on the west end of 7th Street in Atlantic. Oakland Pharmacy, your good neighbor pharmacy, offering competitive prices and hometown service. They're a convenient stop on your way home from seeing specialists in the city. Oakland Pharmacy, located at Highways 6 and 59 on the south edge of Oakland. Smith Heating and Plumbing Incorporated in Wyota is owned and operated by Guy and Shane Smith, who have provided quality craftsmanship since 1979. They are your authorized York and Climate Master dealer. For all your heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and commercial refrigerator needs, give Smith Heating and Plumbing a call at 712-783-4528.
Welcome back now here to our Saturday Morning Coaches Show. As we wrap it up, we want to thank Atlantic Head Boys Basketball Coach Jeff Ebling and Head Girls Basketball Coach Dan Vargason for stopping in here this morning to chat about their squads. And again, congratulations there to the Atlantic Girls team on a good improved season. And of course, the boys get a chance to try to keep their season going on Monday night. We'll have that game for you against Harlan down in Glenwood coming up Monday evening. Our pregame will start at about 7:45, tip-off scheduled for 8 o'clock. The second game, of course, depend on how the first game timing goes as well there on Monday night in Glenwood. And good luck to Kale Roller here today as he continues to wrestle there in that place match here at State Wrestling. We'll have those updates from Jim Field on wrestling later on for you today. Thanks for joining us for the Coaches Show. We'll have news up next.